The Crosstalk Unhinged podcast is brought to you by BlueChew.com. Get the chewables that give you the confidence you need and the performance you both want when it's time to have fun. BlueChew.com, promo code unhinged.
Here's a little story I like to tell about four bad brothers you know so well. They had a little segment back in history with Carmen, Yurko, Wild Ol', and Sylvie. That's right, motherfuckers, Crosstalk is back. But you can only hear it if you have this app. ESPN 1000 Chicago, look under Wild Ol' and Sylvie, Carmen and Yurko. Uncut, uncensored, and never discreet. You will like this as much as Carmen likes feet. 30 minutes of talking shit amongst friends. Crosstalk unhinged. Let the show begin.
What the fuck is up? It's supposed to be all four of us right now, but the guy who told us to be here at a certain fucking time isn't here. And I'll give you guess who the fuck that is.
Yeah, guess who?
Let's guess his name starts with a J, ends with an
asshole.
N, and it ends with an asshole. There you go. Yeah. And in the middle is asshole.
Not only was I driving downtown in traffic, I hate to say, I was also in the midst of a family fantasy football league. So I had a draft as I was driving.
As you were driving, that's safe.
Yeah.
They tell you don't text and drive. This fucking guy's fantasy drafting.
Don't do what I'm doing on a number of fronts,
kids. Terrible.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah. You know what? You two fucking angels over there.
I'm an angel. Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm an angel.
You should see my fucking team, though. Oh, my God.
Wait a minute. How many teams in the league?
There's my wife, myself.
Talking to the mic.
My four daughters.
First day on radio?
two future son-in-laws. So how many is that?
Wait. Two future son-in-laws?
Well, sons-in-law? Maybe I'm making an assumption on the
outside. Is there another engagement yet?
No, not yet. But they've lived together for 5 years. They've been together forever, so.
You don't mind them living together?
Why would I mind?
I don't know.
They're 27 fucking years old. I would suggest this as well. Like, everything I've done in my life, I wouldn't advise people to do.
Right.
But I think it's important Listen, I'm an advocate of before you marry that person, live with that person so that you know that you can. You don't want to live in separate places, all of a sudden get married and then find out that
it's the scouting combine.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, right, you got to go through the combine.
Yeah. Was that some school Catholic card over there saying that?
I was just wondering, like,
did you and Karen not live together before you got married?
No, we did, but she never liked, like, sort of admitting it to her parents. It was sort of assumed that we had separate residence, although we did have separate residence. Like, I owned a place with my brother. She owned her own place. But, like, we spent most nights together anyway.
I will say this. It was customary with my father-in-law. I had to, we had basically, I was in Chicago, she was in Boston, so she was coming back and staying when she was there for an extended period of time. But before she could officially, quote-unquote, move in, I had to ask her father his permission to get married.
That's respect.
That is respect.
Yeah, so
respect.
So once we were engaged, it was okay with Gino, but like my wife and I, really, there's no, listen, I think it's almost a requirement, because the last thing you want to do is get married, not know each other's living habits,
sure,
and then
course.
2 months later, you're looking for divorce.
What about when the kids come over and they bring their significant others? Do you allow the significant others to stay in their bedroom, or do you make them stay in like a guest room?
No, the two older ones, yes, they're allowed.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, I mean, again, they're 29 and 27.
Well, I'm I always thought it was weird when I was dating someone for a while. And then we would go back. This isn't my current wife. This is an ex. We'd go back to the parents' house. And I'd have to stay in a fucking, I would stay in the family room. She'd stay in her old school room.
That was protocol with us as well.
Old school, though. You know, you got to remember, our parents are from a different generation and probably a little bit more religious. And,
not under our roof.
Yeah, it was, you know.
Like, in our baby's bed.
I think it was implied that, you know, that wasn't going to be the way it was going to be unless you were, you know, I mean, like my daughter, my two oldest have been in relationships forever. I'm not going to make them sleep in separate rooms.
When's Georgia's wedding?
July 15th.
Next July.
Yeah.
July 15th.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah. It's not cheap.
No, fuck. I can't imagine. I mean, I got 13 years ago and it wasn't fucking cheap. I mean, Jesus Christ. Fuck. Forget about it. Oh, my God.
Crazy.
Well, but you, but they're older. You shouldn't have to bear that burden, right? I mean, really? I couldn't have imagined.
He's a mensch. You think he's going to let someone pay for his daughter's wedding?
But I mean,
If you're willing, I'm accepting.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I was. But I know how you are. You would be like, oh, no, I got this. We've been talking about this for 29 years.
Yeah, I'm not asking for
how
any.
How old's her fiance?
28? 29?
I mean,
no, they're both very successful, too.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. I was 32 years old. I would, and my parents, and my wife's parents gave us a little cash, but I mean, I would never have imagined saying, can you pay for our wedding?
Like, my parents took care of the rehearsal dinner.
My mom and dad did, too, actually.
And we paid for the wedding.
I think my in-laws paid for the rehearsal.
It's a lot of money for one day.
It's why it's not in my top, like, it just came up on the show
yesterday. You know what I always used to say to you? You know what? That's horrible. But when you're on the side of actually funding it, it's not ripping
my wedding day.
No,
you're
right.
I loved my wedding day.
Right.
I thought it went well. Everyone was happy. I had a great time. But I'm just saying, you know how they say the pound for pound, greatest fighter of all time? Like when you go money for money, when you go dollar for dollar, the greatest nights of our lives, if I'm computing what I paid at Gibson's, we got married at Gibson's.
And
I loved it. They were fantastic.
But
there have been many nights that we had a $25 pizza and we had as good of a night.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes it's the little things. All right, settle this debate we were having yesterday when you were. First of all,
you don't want to hear my fantasy.
Well,
Nobody cares about your fantasy team. My point is, what do you
Tom
have?
Is right. No one cares.
You have seven people in your league.
I mean, really?
Like, if you don't have a good fucking team with seven people in your league,
not only that, I'm drafting. My daughter's in college and class drafting. My other daughters don't follow the league. Yeah, Two of them don't follow the league.
You better have a good team.
It's unbelievable. I got people on my bench that would be starters.
Very good. I said this recently. The two things nobody cares about anymore: your fantasy team
or
your COVID symptoms. And your COVID symptoms.
Or your COVID
symptoms.
Golf game.
You're right.
His golf game's actually a little
more interesting. I never thought about the COVID symptoms.
I used that line on the air like a month ago. I actually got complimented. No, I actually got complimented. Like, that's a hilarious line.
Yeah, it is.
I was like, talking about your COVID symptoms, it's like, it's 2020 fucking two. Yeah. Nobody gives a shit.
I had a mild, super mild, but I had a headache that still is bothering me today. Nobody fucking cares anymore.
So nobody cares. Settle this debate. First of all, condolences, because you were gone. One of your best friends growing up, your high school quarterback, his mom passed, right? And so condolences.
Yeah, my high school quarterback, Mark Camphouse. We grew up three houses apart in Sharonville, Ohio. Yeah. We played together in Little League football. Then he was my quarterback at Moeller. Then he was my quarterback at Boston College for a year
or so. That's amazing.
We were introduced to Mark when we moved in. First thing, I was young. I had to be 6 or 7, maybe 8 years old. He knocked on the door. Door opens up. He throws a handful of dirt in our front front of the house.
This is what happened in Sharonville,
Ohio. That was my introduction to Mark Camphouse.
Welcome to Mark Camphouse.
But unfortunately, his mom had been sick. She passed away, I want to say, September 3rd, so I went back for her.
So we were talking about you yesterday, and we had said, how many touchdowns do you think Waddle had in high school? Because I joked. Ooh. I said, more touchdown catches from Mark Camphouse or from Harbaugh, and we said he must have had a boatload. Listen to the guess Sylvie had. Total touchdowns.
I was way out over my skis.
At Moeller. He guessed 52.
No way.
I thought that was in college. No, was it in high school? I thought you got two a game.
He said 52.
Over like 4 years or something
and
like
and
that.
And I was like, boy, 52.
No. You have to understand as well, where I went to high school, like we had 108 guys on our varsity roster. You never want to go back for funerals, but it's the first time I saw my head coach, football head coach. Saw my offensive coordinator, and saw both of my baseball coaches.
Wow.
So it was a great great opportunity to catch up with people. But I was a part-time starter my junior year.
I guessed in the 20s.
What?
I rotated in and out with Tom Fitz. So, I mean, it was...
Do you know how many you had in high school? I guessed in the 20s.
I don't think so.
Total touchdowns?
I would say maybe 15.
Really?
Wow, because I was just saying that you were a Division I athlete being recruited by Michigan State, North Carolina, Boston College.
Yeah, but I wasn't being recruited by Notre Dame and Ohio State.
Those are still good schools. Those are
Yeah, but I played the same fucking brand of football when I was 16 as I did when I was 26. Right, right.
And then he reminded me, like, in the mid-80s, like, how many high school...
Oh, we threw it. Oh,
did you?
Well, we threw it.
Well, we said college. Yurko found your college stats, and we were like,
oh, I only probably had six or seven touchdowns.
And I said, but back then, there were no Flutie, and they weren't throwing probably a whole heck of a lot.
No, but I averaged, like, 17 yards a catch in college.
That's good.
College.
So you're taking the top off the defense,
yes,
Tommy.
I was.
That's pretty impressive.
Bet your sweet ass I was.
I like that. That's a stat you could beat your chest.
I think in one of the years in the NFL, I think I averaged like 14 or 15 yards.
Dude, take that.
Yeah. Well, when you only have 12 catches and, you know, you have
that's still pretty impressive, all right, buddy? Don't sell yourself short, Judge. You're a tremendous slouch.
Fuck you.
Where is this fucking guy,
so,
by the way? Can you believe it?
So we had a text chain yesterday, and this is before your appearance today for the show. You guys are doing an NFL kickoff, right?
Yeah, we're at Highline. Right here on, we're right down the street, Kinsey and Wells. Yeah.
So, like, Waddle and I have to show up early on whenever we do this anyway. I'm not complaining. But then because it's a remote and you guys have to be out, this had to be extra early. Yeah. So I asked Carm, because Carm's the go-to on this, like, what time is our drop-dead time to record this?
And I said 11.
11, and so I said to Waddle and
both of us are here.
Let's be here a little before 11.
Yeah.
And then Yurko responded 10:30.
Okay.
Okay, so I took note 10:30. I'm like, this fucking guy again, making me show up 3.5 hours before the show.
He still believes there's 4 wild cards in each conference.
That's true. Yeah.
This guy.
And so I listened to it. And he's it's 11:05.
And he's still
he said 10:30, and he's not here. And he always busts my ball. Yeah, I don't know what's wrong with me because I want his approval. Mm. Like it's something like I'm striving for Big Brother's approval. Mm-hmm. All my life, this Big Brother has kicked my ass, and all I want is a little bit of approval. Sylvie, good job getting here at 10:30.
Good luck. Don't you expect him to ever give you any compliments.
Take that off your list of desired outcomes.
I should go to a therapist for this.
It's not his nature.
That Yurko's in my brain.
I do think that you guys have found more common ground over the years than maybe
for sure.
5, 6, 7, 8,
but he's still,
years.
He's
an agitator.
That's what he is. He's got one mission. His mission is to agitate.
Yes, he's an agitator.
That's what he does. And he's quite
good at it.
He's
fucking good at it.
And he's really fucking good at it, actually. He really is.
He does. He actually has the Bears going to the playoffs, right? Or is he just trying to agitate?
I don't know. He's got the Bears in the
playoffs. I hope he's right.
And then he's got the Chiefs missing.
Yeah.
And he's on this weird kick lately about, like, don't say they don't have talent. Everybody in the NFL is talented. Like, I mean, like, I get that. That's true.
But it's all in a comparative nature.
But if what you're, and I said it to him yesterday, I'm like, if what you're saying, though, do you really believe it? Like, how does it explain all the bad teams in the league every year?
Yeah.
Well,
you can't put all that on coaching.
The team was 4-7, and we rallied to make the playoffs. I'm like, okay, that was one.
He brought up his Jacksonville team.
I'm like, and he brings it up a lot, and that was one specific team, and like, good for you guys.
Yeah, but that Jacksonville team had talent.
Well, and that's what his point was.
They didn't have Keenan McCardell.
Yes.
Jimmy Smith.
But his point was, it was the third team for Keenan McCardell, and he needed to be in the right situation.
But
I don't care. I mean, like...
So his point is these guys could be finally in the right situation with this team, and maybe a Byron Pringle is even. Like,
well, I think
really
you'll get
good.
More out of Byron Pringle than the Chiefs maybe did because he was their fourth option.
Maybe he was
possibly.
Their fourth option for a reason.
Yeah, I'm not guaranteeing it, but look, he's right. You don't get to this level and play in this league without talent, but it's all on a comparative basis.
Right, of course. Let's say
we've got talent. Does Cole Kmet have some natural talent?
Yeah.
Does he compare to Kelsey?
No.
Okay, well, that's the explanation.
So that's why I don't get, like, why he's so bullish on them? I'm a little surprised.
Look,
I mean,
I'm bullish on their process. I'm bullish, and again, we could sit here a year from now and I could say, boy, I was schnookered.
Mm-hmm.
They pulled the wool over my eyes. But here's the reality at this point. They've got they have 15 rookies on their roster. So not only is comparatively your talent in the same class as the better teams in the league, so you're asking young guys, A, to be participants and overachieve possibly in year one and stay healthy. So not only do you not match up top line talent, but you've got no depth because you're all young and experienced guys. Maybe they all flash. It's not hard for me to think that we get to the end of this season and go, wow, that, you know what? That was a nice building block season. But also, you wouldn't you wouldn't be shocking me if you said we were 6-11 or 7-10 or 5-12.
This philosophy too, though, and this is just a side thing that's been driving me crazy recently. When you mention health, we know it's football, we know it's sports. To think that you're to hope for health is a fruitless endeavor.
Yes.
Yeah. Ask the White Sox. Ask the Bulls. Yes. You know, a lot of my Bulls. There. Look at this fucking
look
guy.
Look what the cat jagged.
11-09.
I mean, what?
After saying 10:30,
you're pissing and
moaning. But what are you doing?
If you put 10:30 down, where's your responses?
Well, but why do we need to respond?
Why wouldn't you respond? No. What am I? Am I the director of communications?
Well, even if we said 11, it's after 11.
Where were you?
He was here before 11.
Not at 10:30.
All right. Well,
you didn't think it was at 10:30 either.
But he was here by 11.
Because nobody responded to 10:30.
But it doesn't explain why you're rolling it at 11:09.
It doesn't make a difference.
It does make a difference.
It's not 10:30.
You're late. You're supposed to be on call.
Oh, my God. What are we going to do? I'm late.
You're supposed to be on Coughlin time.
What are we going to do?
Even if there wasn't.
Oh, my God, I'm late.
Way to own it.
Panic in Detroit. Oh, no.
Way to take responsibility.
The agitator.
Is that an album?
One fucking mission.
Oh, my Jesus God.
Where are you guys going today?
Where's your phones break down? What happened last night? Everybody ran out of fucking batteries? What's wrong with your phones?
You gave an order.
Yeah.
You gave an order. And what do you need?
It's called a suggestion. It's called a suggestion.
But how about this?
Where's the fucking question mark?
10:30 would be great.
Where's the question
was
mark?
Was there an exclamation point?
It's at 10:30.
Was there an exclamation point?
There was no punctuation.
Well, okay, that's the point.
What do you mean?
Where's the exclamation point? There wasn't a misspelling.
Is an order with an exclamation point? All it is suggestions. What time should we do it? Respond. You guys are in the communications business.
But
you guys suck at communicating.
I can't believe you're passing the buck on this.
Give me a response.
Who's the douche?
There's four people responsible.
No, there's not.
Sure there are. There's four people responsible.
All, you're still nine minutes late.
Doesn't make a difference.
It does make a difference.
It doesn't make a difference.
It actually does.
No.
You're 9 minutes
four
late.
Four people responsible for communicating.
If you said 10:30 is the drop-down time, you should have been here.
It's not the drop-down time. Yeah. That's not what I said. I put 10:30.
There's no food in my house, so I had to put peanut butter on a hot dog.
Where are the responses? Yes, that's good.
There's no food in my house.
Yes, it's good. Where is
so
it?
So I had to. That's what happens when you don't have any kids in the house.
You have any Nutella?
I had to put regular creamy peanut butter on a hot dog bun.
No jelly?
That's all that's left.
Oh, I don't eat jelly.
No jelly.
I'm not a. I'm not.
You don't want the sugar?
No, I don't care.
The hamburger buns are always the last to go.
Wow,
so
look at this.
You always have hamburger
buns. He's eating a
hot dog bun.
Can I hear
that's awesome.
That's what you got to do at the end of it,
man.
When's your kids leave?
Right.
You'll find
I don't
out.
Have anybody you at the
milk.
House.
Milk will stay for 3 weeks. If your kids
can
drink
you open
milk.
It up? Can you open up the
you
sandwich
show
so
you
can get a picture?
Open up wide.
My kids still drink milk. Your kids drink milk?
No, my kids never drink.
Every now and then.
I go through 3 gallons in 4 days.
Really?
Yeah.
They drink what's the brand that does that strips out all the lactate, though? It's the Fairlife. We buy the Fairlife. So there's no sugar in it. We drink the shit that'll kill you.
Deans, whatever'll kill you. Dutch Farms, whatever.
When I grew up, this is no lie, Sylvie jokes, I like to try to outpour you in a contest.
Always outpouring us.
Our milk came in a box. You had to add water.
Powdered milk.
That can't be good for you. Same with your fucking potatoes. Our potatoes are fucking powdered.
With the brick of cheese.
My parents grew up poor, so even though they had a little bit of money, they still were very frugal on that front. Plus, you know, my mom wasn't going to go fucking put any potatoes. You know,
wow, that's remarkable.
I brought up to Waddle the other day. Remember the little snack pack? The four fucking crackers, these four little crackers.
Yeah.
And the little square cheese.
Oh, yeah.
With the red stick.
The stick, yeah.
That was our Lunchables.
Yeah.
You know, that was like 29 cents. He's like, we didn't have enough money to buy that.
I didn't say that. We didn't have them. We never ate that. I never had that as a kid.
The man grew up in impoverished.
Yeah, well, he had enough money for that.
But poor people, we weren't rich by any means.
He got a scholarship to go to Moeller.
No, I did not. Fuck you, I did
not. I'll tell you one thing Sweet VDoc once did. When my mom bought Spam and she brought it into the house, he looked at her and he said, never buy that again, ever.
Yeah,
not ever bring that into the home.
You can do better how bad than that.
He goes, I'll go steal.
Go to the butcher and get the cheap cuts, which are better anyway. Well,
thank you.
Yeah.
But he would have gone. They went to the farm and they slaughtered animals in their basement.
Yeah.
And then they said, be careful.
you know, let's spread this out over a number of different garbage cans. That way people don't think we're sacrificing animals in the basement.
Oh, that's what they're worried about. Got pagan rituals going on.
Right, that's what that's what they're worried about.
You're walking upstairs shirtless with a giant pentagon on his painted on his chest.
Back in the former Yugoslavia, you know, you had some gypsies back there. You know what I'm saying?
You had pagan rituals. Yeah, you don't want that.
You had to be careful.
Pentagram, right?
But, when you had to cut costs, you went to the auction. You got yourself a sheep. You got yourself a cow.
You could
got yourself some ducks and some chickens.
You could always.
And guess what? Slaughter at 319 154th place happening in the basement.
That's the beauty of a old-fashioned butcher. You could always go and find cheap cuts of meat.
You were playing with the animals before you killed them.
There are no cheap cuts of meat anymore.
Well, you could still find inexpensive cuts, but they've become more desirable because you realize how flavorful they are and how, you know, whoever thought oxtails would be as popular as they are.
Oh, my God, expensive.
Yeah, inexpensive.
I've never had that.
It's delicious. Neither have I. I don't think I've ever had oxtail.
I never knew I was having it, but I was having it because my mom was
making
it
all the
time.
Too close to the ox ass.
Delicious.
And you don't know what it looks like because they cut it into sections.
You'd never know.
Then you fold it over, and it just looks like a bone with meat around it. It looks like neck, actually.
Sure. Yeah.
But it's right next to the ass.
I'd be open to it.
Well, it's delicious.
Well, I mean, so is the hindquarter. But you're not going to eat hindquarter?
Yeah.
I mean, come on now.
I don't know.
We grew up, I know we've talked about this before, like it was a Jewish tradition, and in other cultures, too. We had tongue.
Sure.
I never had that.
We had tongue on our plate.
Lingua tacos.
Oh, really?
I wouldn't do it. I could still feel the taste buds on that cow tongue.
It's kind of bumpy.
It's bumpy,
Little suctions.
Little lingua tacos, man. They're good.
Little what?
Lingua tacos. That's tongue tacos.
Tongue tacos?
If you go to a good taqueria where they have lingua, it's good.
No, thank you.
Stomach, not as much.
Worst ever, it was brain.
Yeah, brain, that's disgusting.
I can't believe
brain.
Yeah, I can't.
She made it look like veal cutlets, man.
Or
who
eyeballs.
Did?
My mom made it look like
your
veal
mom
cutlets.
Made brain?
Yeah, I
can't. And Uncle Cheeto used to eat the eyeballs right out of the skull.
What was it for the cow or the pig?
Well, you could eat the eyeballs. Fish. They'll eat the fish eyeballs.
I just had a peanut butter.
Sheep eyeballs.
But what about the brain? What animal's brain?
Well, probably from a cow.
Right,
I would
cow
think,
brain.
Most often.
And she flattened it out, made it into patties, and made it look like veal patties.
Oh,
and eating it. I'm
it depends
it
on who was late paying their dues. That brain's what you
I
get.
I cut it open. I thought I was eating macaroni and cheese. Oh, that's what it looked like, you know?
Yeah, that I can't eat.
Like the noodles. Yeah. I said, this,
you
mom,
were eating
this,
the cow's amygdala.
Mom, this doesn't look like veal.
Oh, my God.
She told me it was veal. Don't worry, it's veal. Ma didn't care. She lied just to make sure you ate it.
Brain parmesan instead of veal.
But she can make liver and onions with the best of them.
Yeah.
I learned to eat liver and onions from her.
He loves liver and onions.
So for me, liver and onions is fantastic. People say, liver. Yeah, I go, liver. What are you talking about?
My dad used to eat chicken livers and chicken gizzards.
Yeah.
But deep fried.
You can get them in Seattle. Deep fried gizzards and livers.
Deep fried gizzard livers.
Right next to the place that throws the salmon all over.
I like pate, but I don't like eating just liver whole. I don't want to eat like a cow's liver. That I don't like.
Well, you got to have onions for me. Without the onions, I don't even know if it's
you can get a good look at a T-bone by putting your head up a bull's ass. But I'd rather take the butcher's word for it.
He's got like six movies he quotes.
I'm glad you guys
can quote
what
it is the best. Quote every movie there is. I can't. It's six more than I can quote, though.
I probably didn't even get it right.
No, you
but
got
it
right. You got it right. Yeah. That is a great. That's Tommy Boy. It doesn't get much better than
that. So do you guys want to, Waddle, didn't you say before you got here, I told Carm that what we're hard for brought to you by Blue Chew. Everyone is supposed to pick a game now.
Contest. NFL I'll throw $100 in, and whoever, end of the year.
Oh, wait. What's the contest, though? How do you judge?
Your record, right?
Gambling. We're picking a
game
that we love.
Oh, I got you.
And not against
we're
the
hard
spread.
Over.
Not against the spreaders.
No,
like
against the spread.
Yeah,
against
spread. Because then you could just take the money line.
Amateur hour, not against the spread.
And then you guys
lucky.
Yeah, I'm fine. Hundo in.
With the mood he's in right now, you're lucky he's not wearing headphones.
I didn't even look at it.
First of all, I'm in a good mood.
Are you?
I'm in a fantastic mood.
He's in a
mood. I've got no issues.
I will
whatsoever.
Go.
You dropping two F-bombs on me in a text was a little bit out of line.
Not
well,
right.
No, I said if it was a fucking golf game, you wouldn't have needed confirmation.
F-bombs.
Okay.
Two F-bombs on me.
You dirty motherfuckers.
The DBAA was definitely violated in this situation.
Okay.
Rule number three.
Listen,
violated
here's the deal.
Right there.
I think you dirty motherfuckers will cheat.
Why?
Wait a second. I think what we should do is everyone come in for, we can even start it next week or whenever you start it
now.
Write it on a sheet of paper because we get late in the season and you got a couple game lead, you can just pick the same team as the other guy. Do you understand what I'm saying?
You want a
There's no trust in this fucking foursome. No.
You want full offer. Why don't we just say code that, look, you just can't fade guys. Or pick the same games.
Save the music together.
Yeah, but what if you really do like the same
game? How about this, Waddle? The winner has to go first. Where the loser...
You mean the person in the lead.
The person with the lead goes first.
Won't they go last so they can see what everyone else...
That's what he's saying.
That way they won't go last.
Okay.
That way we don't have to... You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
It's kind of like if you have the lead in a...
That's cool. Let's do that.
Right? You want to do that?
I just think you guys are dirtballs, so...
Well, you might be right.
I mean, I agree with you.
So we have to pick one game. First of all, we're brought to you, as always, by Blue Chew. Use the promo code UNHINGED at checkout, and you'll get a month's supply of Blue Chew for free. That's F-R-E-E-E, free. Just pay $5 shipping and handling. So get the Blue Chew. You know, you're a little older now. You want to remember what it was like when you were 25? It fucked like Animale, huh?
You ain't got to tell
me. Get some Blue Chew. That'll help.
I know.
You guys got a pick?
You know what? I like tonight. I like the Rams. I got to be honest.
You're hard for the Rams.
I'm sorry. I'm hard for the Rams.
You're hard.
You're getting 2.5.
That line move was pretty significant over the summer, I think, because of the concerns about Stafford's elbow. But it looks like he's okay and all good to go. He said that he feels better today than he did last year. Mm-hmm. in week one. So I think that's a good sign. Since 2000, since the Ravens won after the 2000 season, guys, so January of 2001, but the 2000 season, you know what the defending Super Bowl champ is on opening night?
Not good.
19-3 straight up.
Very good.
Very good.
Yeah. Wow.
19-3 straight up.
In the NBA, it's usually the opposite.
It's usually the opposite.
Right.
Not in the NFL.
That's a good call.
19-3 straight up for the defending champ since 2000 the following year.
Wow.
So I'm hard for the Rams getting the points. I'll go ahead and go with that one. I'll kick us off with that. Go ahead.
I am hard for the Seahawks. I think there are a lot of good dogs to pick. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I am hard for Russell Wilson and the Broncos.
Okay, there you go. Is that what you meant?
Yeah, that's what I meant.
I was going to say,
The dogs are barking, except in this game.
There you go.
I had Russ on the brain, and I was looking at Seattle.
I got it. You had Sierra on the brain, and you were looking at Russ.
That's right. U.S. Open Russ watching Serena. Russ is coming back, and that team sucks. They're hot garbage.
I don't think they're going to be very good.
We saw them in person. It's a lot of points, 6.5, and I do like a lot of the dogs this week, but not them. I'm hard over Russell Wilson and the Denver Broncos, -6.5.
Like two teams I'm hard for, and I've got to make a choice of one of them. I like the Jags over the Commanders.
And I like that pick, too.
Yeah, like the Bears over the San Francisco 49ers. Getting the points, obviously.
It's 7 now, too. I just saw it.
You know, it's 90% chance of rain on Sunday. It's supposed to rain the entire game.
Great for the grass.
I'm hard for the Chicago Bears, plus the 7 points.
York goes hard for the Bears. All right.
You know what? I'm
hard for the grass over there.
I'm hard for the Steelers. They're in Cincinnati. But the Steelers are getting 6.5.
They are.
It's fucking Mitch.
I know.
You want Tomlin's? Here, Tommy. Hold on. Let me get you the exact number. I got to get my computer. Hold on.
You know,
he won't throw the interception. I promise you
Mike
that.
Mitch Tomlin with a Hall of Fame quarterback.
He won't throw the interception for a touchdown.
Steelers defense is going to be good
because he's never ballsy enough to ever try to make a risky throw.
So this is my point. Bengals win this game 17-14. I cover.
Well, remember last year, week one in Buffalo, the way they played. When he's got time to prepare, here's Tomlin's. Record ready as a division dog of 3 points or more. 12-3-1 against the number.
I love Mike Tomlin. I'm hard. Career. Like, bing! Cutting bread fucking hard.
You're rock hard.
For the Steelers getting 6.5.
Cap has walked in.
What scares me about the Steelers is that O line, I think, is still very young.
It's
unproven. Like
it's
the
awful.
Bears line. I don't know how good it's going to be. And I like what the Bengals did with their O line. I mean, I thought that was important to attack the offseason the way they did. You know, I think there's always that hangover for the Super Bowl team, but I put them in as one of my AFC playoff teams. You want to know why, guys? Based on one thing, I gave them a wild card berth.
Who's that?
Fucking Burrow.
Yeah, the
Bengals. I don't think I want to fade Joe Burrow right now.
Because I won't be shocked. Give up a ton of points. They're going to score.
I won't be shocked if they do miss the playoffs. I think that Super Bowl hangover is real, and I think there may be some regression that could set in for them, but they fixed the biggest issue they had, their O-line, and Joe Burrow seems like a bad motherfucker, plain and simple.
Their run was surprising.
It was.
It was a surprise. Oh,
they were picked to be 6-11, weren't they, or 7-10?
They lost to the Bears.
When the look-ahead lines came out in the spring of 2021, the Bengals were a favorite in 2 out of 17 games.
Probably one was the Bears game.
No, I think they were a dog. I think they were.
Okay.
Because this spring, when the look-ahead lines came out, they were a favorite in 15 of the 17 games.
Yeah.
The truth is somewhere in the middle. And I wouldn't be surprised if they missed. But the only reason I said, you know what? I don't want to go against. He's fucking Samuel Jackson in Pulp Fiction with the wallet. Bad motherfucker. That's what he is.
And I think Mike Tomlin, good at getting his team ready to play.
Oh, very He's good. I'm with you on this week,
we're
though.
We're playing the Super Bowl representative from the AFC. Let's go into their building and fuck with them.
Mitch might fuck it up, but I'm with you. I like the Steelers getting the points this week. I do. That's one of my five that'll make my pool.
It'll be fun to watch the Mitch overthrows again.
We'll see.
Guy wide open.
I will say this. Mitch looked better throwing the deep ball. And I get it. It's preseason. But he threw some dimes. He did. Yeah. I give him credit.
He may shoot down his leg
when the regular season.
By the way, Kenny Pickett is the number two quarterback. Earlier reports, Mason Rudolph was number two.
Didn't they call that it was a clerical error?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Clerical error. All right, boys, this was fun. Good crosstalk.
Yeah, I'm glad you guys finally
Week one
made
is
it.
Here.
Good to see you show up,
fucking deadbeats.
Fucking deadbeats.
See you next week, everybody. Why don't you go fuck yourself, Tommy?